answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Campaign's closing weeks, Cuomo, running a distant second, has been courting conservative-leaning voters, including trying to turn Mamdani's support for Palestinians against him.
The offense he has shown to the Jewish community, he should be ashamed of himself.
At a gathering in Queens organized with local Jewish groups, some Cuomo supporters described him as a lesser of two evils.
To be quite frank with you, I'm not a huge Cuomo fan, but I think he's the only one that has even a reasonable shot of defeating Mamdani, and that is my number one priority. As a Jewish person, with all the anti-Semitism going on, he wouldn't condemn Hamas in the immediate aftermath of the October 7th atrocities. He is just a menace and a danger in so many ways.
Mamdani has called Israel's actions in Gaza a genocide, and he has been meeting with Jewish leaders across the city. He's also called out what he says is blatant Islamophobia coming from his opponents, like when Andrew Cuomo recently chuckled after a radio host suggested that Mamdani, who is Muslim, would celebrate another 9/11 terrorist attack occurring.
That is a PBS report on the New York City mayor's race, Mamdani, and of course, Andrew Cuomo. Curtis Sliwa is still in the running as a Republican, but I'm telling you, anyone who's giving a vote to Sliwa is unfortunately throwing a vote away and basically helping Mamdani. The polls close in New York City in 2 hours. They have until 9 o'clock Eastern before they shut for the day. There will be some numbers off and on coming through, but how many we can actually trust will be unsure. I'm sure that there will be an overwhelming number for Mamdani in the beginning. I'm sure more will come in later, and then probably even more later. And if this is happening, this is going to be one hell of a mess for New York City residents. Which, by the way, I have already booked for tomorrow morning. John LeBoutier, an anti-Trumper, a Reaganite, but he also is a man of conservative wisdom. We don't always agree on every point, which is fine. But even Trump, in this race, gave his endorsement to Andrew Cuomo. Will that help carry the day or not? With all the freebies Mamdani has put out for the New York City residents, vote for me and I'll give you everything, including cake and ice cream. Oh, who's going to pay for it? Oh, don't you worry about who's going to pay for it. We'll be just fine. Because I do have plans to increase taxes. Yes, he stated that. I'm going to increase taxes, but it probably won't affect you. That's the opening of the door. That's the beginning of the slide. It won't affect you. I would not take that as a final word from Mamdani and what happens as we go forward in New York City. And, of course, we'll still wait to see if, by chance, enough folks decide, look, even with Trump's support, as much as I hate Cuomo, I'm going to go for him because I cannot stand to have Mamdani, particularly a man who has made it very clear that he is all about pushing Islam. Going around, parading around different mosques with an imam cleric who was basically an unindicted co-conspirator in the 1993 World Trade Center bombing. The one that happened in the basement that they thought would bring down one of the towers. It didn't. Mamdani, I have yet to see anywhere where he has condemned that action or even condemning the action of what did take down the World Trade Center, both buildings. I've yet to hear him absolutely, strongly, no holds barred, condemn the Hamas attack on Jerusalem. He walks around the edge. He'll offer platitudes, maybe send roses and flowers and ribbons. But I think we know where his heart is and where he's going to try to take New York. He's already made it clear. Socialism is a good thing, as is Marxism, as is communism. And yet you don't find him rushing to North Korea or Russia. Welcome to board hour number one, Larry Connors, USA. Here we are on the 4th of November, day 35 of the shutdown. We're going to get into that in more detail a little bit later. And with Larry Connors, USA, I remind you, you're going to get news, analysis, opinion, and education. Before we wrap this hour, you will have more knowledge than you do as I speak right now. I promise you. Start taking notes. We're going to hit you with a lot of material. There might be a test at the end of the hour. In our next hour, as we said, shut down day 35. But could we be close to seeing an end to it? Texas Senator Ted Cruz has made a remark that I tend to second, and I think you'll want to hear that. That is in our second hour. And later in this hour, our new feature, The Story Behind the Story, this time featuring my coverage and knowledge of a burglary ring operating inside a police department. That'll be coming up later. Reminding you also, while we're on the air, we are streaming video. You can watch the program. We might have had problems yesterday on some of the Rumble feeds. I don't know if we got it fully cleared up, but it's back up. Jerome says it's good to go. So you can watch the program, one, while we're on the air right now. You can go immediately to News Talk STL Rumble, Facebook or Twitter, Larry Connors USA Rumble or Facebook. And if you miss anything, audio or video of the programs, they go up as a podcast at the end of the program, at the end of the broadcast. Reminding you, if you've got a phone, you've got us in your pocket. News Talk STL can go with you anywhere. I mean anywhere. You simply download the app. It's absolutely free. And use it. Listen to programs wherever you are. In fact, right now, you could even go to your car, and instead of turning on the car radio, if you have the app, open up the app and play it through the Bluetooth device in your car. We've got two great FM radio signals, but we are limited by FCC restrictions as to how far they can go. That app, I've got folks listening all over the world, and I mean all over the world. You doubt me? Try it out sometime. Next time you're on a big, I don't know, Monaco trip or something like that. All right, back to Mondani and the election in New York City. As I said, the polls were closed in New York at 9 Eastern Time, 8 o'clock Central Time. The PBS report on Mondani was talking to one of his advisors, getting a better handle on what he's advised Mondani to do and how to go about it, considering that he's absolutely anti-Israel and is basically a Jew hater.
Forward to being a mayor for every single person that calls this city home. And that includes Jewish New Yorkers who may have concerns or opposition to the positions that I've shared about Israel and Palestine.
You think?
Patrick Gaspard has advised several New York mayors and is an informal advisor to the Mamdani campaign. He says Mamdani's position on Gaza is not the political drag some analysts believe, noting that polls show more than 70% of Democrats oppose providing additional economic and military support to Israel.
where you stand on this issue, on the issue of Gaza and the rights of the Palestinians, is almost like the point of entry into the conversation. I'll let you come onto my porch to talk about the things that matter, like public education, policing, quality of life. But I need to know where you stand on an issue that is troubling my soul every time I go on social media.
Yeah, what's troubling my soul? The fact that you hate Jews. Again, that's an advisor to Mondami on his campaign. And as he was telling the PBS NewsHour report, Frank Gaspard said several New Yorkers and so forth, they're working on Mondami's position on Gaza as not being the political drag that some think it is. That means they're trying to cover it up. They don't want you to talk about what happened in Jerusalem when Hamas attacked. They don't want you to talk about that because it'd be a drag on the campaign. And it damn sure should be. He says, no, we want to talk about things that matter. Public education, policing. Well, yeah, worried about that too. You're not going to get any support, effective support from Mondami. Quality of life. So toss that out the window. And, of course, don't forget, Mondami's made it very clear, we will be raising taxes.
But the question is how you'll make them free.
We will fund the revenue that would have otherwise been brought in from fares. And that's something that we would do in partnership with Albany. And I've put forward two proposals. The first is to raise taxes on the top 1% of New Yorkers by 2%. Mm. That would raise $4 billion. The second is to raise the state's top corporate tax rate to match that of New Jersey, which would raise $5 billion.
Mm-hmm. Do you know how many have fled New York State already, corporations and individuals? You want to stick around knowing you're going to have a bigger tax bill? Now, if you're a great big billionaire and he said, we're only going to take 1%, not a big deal, pocket change. You know how you get to be really, really rich? You watch every penny and you take advantage of every opportunity and you run from anything that has a big T on it standing for taxes. That's what's happening with New York. And pretty soon, when they won't have all of those people to tax in their corporations, they come to your door. It's a natural evolution. We have the left so fouled up right now. They are absolutely twisted in knots. But one thing they do all agree on is that we cannot have Donald Trump continue to do what he's doing now, and we can't have anybody following that might do similar things. And to that extent, Nancy Pelosi has made it clear she is actually going to run for Congress again.
So for me, it's just a question of one thing, winning the House for the Democrats. And that's what we're doing with Proposition 50. It's the first step. And then we go from there to winning. And my only reason I'm in Congress this term is to win the House for the Democrats, to protect us from the poison of the Trump administration.
The poison of the Trump administration. This woman is 85. She wants to run for two more years of the House. She may, and I don't wish ill upon her, but she may not survive that 2 years. But beside that, if she gets it, she holds that seat. And then maybe somebody, the governor, will appoint someone to fulfill the rest of her obligation. But this is how entrenched they are. She's not looking to help Americans. Not really. She's most intent on destroying Donald Trump. And she does not hide it.
Just a vile creature, the worst thing on the face of the earth. But anyway,
you think he's the worst thing on the face of the earth?
I do. Yeah, I do.
Why is that?
Because he's the president of the United States, and he does not honor the Constitution of the United States. Mm-hmm. In fact, he's turned the Supreme Court into a rogue court.
Really?
He's abolished the House of Representatives.
Really?
He's chilled the press.
Really?
He's chilled the press. He's scared people who are in our country legally.
I don't know that he scared anybody in our country that's here legally. He has not destroyed or abolished the House, as she wants you to hear. Has he chilled some of the legacy media? Yeah. You going to tell lies about me? I'm coming after you. You will pony up money. That was made very clear at the CBS 60 Minutes interview this last Sunday. It began by them saying, look, this is the first interview we've had with you since you sued CBS, and we reached a settlement. They did never did admit they did anything wrong. Let's just be done with it, and paid him off multi-millions. But for Nancy Pelosi to say, he is such a vile creature. You know where you hear most of the hate in the political parties right now? It's from her side. Let me give you a perfect example of how extreme this hate can get. In Oregon, there is a candidate running, Helena, for city commission. And there's a Republican senator that's running. This is in Montana. I correct myself, not Oregon, but Montana. And a candidate for the Helena City Commission, not even running against the Republican senator candidate, left a voicemail for him of death.
Hi, this is Haley McKnight. I'm a constituent in Helena, Montana, and I just wanted to let you know that you are the most insufferable kind of coward and thief. You just stripped away healthcare for 17 million Americans, and I hope you're really proud of that. I hope that one day you get pancreatic cancer and it spreads throughout your body so fast that they can't even treat you for it.
What?
I hope that you die in the street like a dog. One day, you're going to live to regret this. I hope that your children never forgive you. I hope that you are infertile. I hope you never manage to be a barrel ever again. You are the worst piece of shit I've ever had the misfortune of looking at. And you don't serve Montanans. You serve your own private interests. All that you have done since you've gotten into power is do shit for yourself. God forbid that you ever meet me on the streets, because I will make you regret it. Help you. I hope you die.
She couldn't get him on the phone directly, and she actually left that message on his voicemail. You talk about lunatic fringe. She is lunatic mainstream of the leftists that are out there. Leftist loonies. I hope you get pancreatic cancer and you die a horrible death. Before this hour is over, the story behind the story of a burglary ring operating inside police ranks. But up next, why are so many upset with the U.S. destroying boats trying to bring drugs to our shores? Louisiana Senator John Kennedy will discuss that, and we'll have more. Lock and load, ready on the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
In all these years, Ed Wellington Environmental has been my sponsor. I've never mentioned their duct cleaning services. Allergy season is here, and Wellington crews clean air ducts daily in homes and commercial buildings, also cleaning air handling units and diffusers in commercial facilities. Why? Well, because people will see black dirt and mold on the vents, or they are actually suffering from allergies. Don't be fooled by low-cost duct cleaning providers saying they charge only per vent, because once they get on site, the price will skyrocket. Wellington does not do this, never has. Wellington will give you an estimate, and you say Larry Connors, and immediately you get a 20% discount. Call Cindy, 314-644-4930, 314-644-4930. Make your home and business better, safer with Wellington. Be well with Wellington. Back pain? Follow me to Esquire Sports Medicine, where they've got your back. Esquire is the oldest sports medicine clinic in St. Louis. Dr. Draghi and his team of chiropractors can get you back to work, back to life without the pain. New patients usually scheduled within 24 hours. 314-644-0885. 644-0885. 855 EsquireSportsMedicine.com. Another day, must be another roofer in town. And John Beal and I were talking. He said, you know, every time you turn around, there's a new roofing company. Many of them have no idea what they're doing. And the statistics show that many will be out of business within 2 to 5 years. Who are you going to call to help you then? You need to remember only one name, John Beal. John Beal Roofing. You have a problem, he can take care of it. And we'll be here for you. John Beal Roofing. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. The offer St. Louis cannot stop talking about being held over due to popular demand. Right now, renewal by Anderson. Buy any window or door, get the next one 50% off. Plus, you could qualify for zero interest, no payments for 18 months. Renewal by Anderson is the full-service window and door replacement division of Anderson. You've trusted that name for more than 122 years. And our exclusive FiberX frames, 200% stronger than vinyl. Anderson products are also proven to increase your home value by at least 15%. Don't miss out. Schedule your complimentary consultation today at rbastl.com or call 877-WINDLES, 877-WINDLES. Renewal by Anderson. Award-winning quality, stronger windows, smarter investment.
This is News Talk STL.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
In the grand scheme of life, death, and the resurrection, this is not that complicated. The people being killed are terrorists. We call them narco-terrorists because they're killing our children with drugs. They're just as much terrorists as the jihadists in the Sahel in Africa, in Mali, in Mozambique, in Pakistan and Afghanistan. In fact, the narco-terrorists in our hemisphere are really even more dangerous in the sense that they're killing more Americans. President Trump's doing something about it, and I thank him for that. Now, some of my colleagues appropriately have raised questions about due process and the rule of law. I have met with Secretary of State Rubio, who has explained in great detail about why what we are doing is legal and why the people that we are killing are known narco-terrorists.
And we blow them out of the water. Why is there so much outcry from the left and even those some on the right? We shouldn't be doing this. They're not being truly prosecuted and judged. We're just simply delivering a death blow to them. Maybe they're just bringing flour and beans and tortillas. Right. Because after every one of these boats is blown apart, there are large bales, packages of cocaine still drifting around in the ocean. What's left of them. Now, Senator Kennedy made it clear, said, I know they want to know why and so forth, but we're trying to stop this from happening. And they're acting like we've never done this before. History lesson here. I've told you, with Larry Connors USA, you're not just going to get news, analysis, and opinion. You're going to get an education. So here we go. History class right now, back in session. In 1986, the U.S. Army participated in an attack on a drug processing facility in Bolivia, inside the country of Bolivia. 100 American infantrymen supported by numerous American helicopters. And then for nearly decades, there's been considerable controversy and debate that we had militarized the war in Latin America. Everyone on the planet really knows this, except some of those on the left, and even some of the Republicans who are saying, well, maybe we need a better understanding of why this is being carried out. Yes, yes, I'm pointing to you, Senator Rand Paul. You know why it's being carried out. And you know what the option would be? Just let them continue to flood our nation with drugs that kill. I want to share some of the stuff, and I'm going to give the credit to the Federalist author Chris Bray. He actually pulled a lot of this together. He said, the idiot media ignore 40 years of history to prevent or to pretend Trump attacks on cartels are unprecedented. They're not. I just gave you two. Let me give you another one. This piece was written actually by James Ryson, but it's included in the Federalist article. It's a news story. Headline, big bold print, U.S. set to resume its role in halting Latin drug planes. President Bush expected to approve the resumption of a program to force down or shoot down planes suspected of supplying and ferrying drugs in Latin America. This was dated July 4, 2002. The program did get ceased for a period of time because we downed a plane apparently carrying American missionaries in Peru. Not a drug plane. Okay, a mistake was made. Now, you can call it a fog of war, or just if you hadn't been doing it, it wouldn't have happened at all. No one wanted to kill the American missionaries in Peru, but for some reason, they got locked in as a target. Here's an introduction to the October-December 2012 issue of Special Warfare Magazine. This is an official publication of the U.S. Army. And it reads, basically, so other than military assaults and shooting down planes, embedding special forces with Latin American militaries, and a few hundred armed raids over the course of five-plus decades, it's a shocking break with American political norms to use lethal force against the cartels. No one has ever done it before except for literally every single other president. You're not familiar with this history. It's understandable. You can also look at Bill Clinton, 1993, presidential decision, directive on counter-narcs in the Western Hemisphere, assigning a substantial role of drug interdiction to the military. So again, Trump is doing something you might say is highly debatable. You can argue it, but it's beyond the bounds of ordinary political disagreement and process, but it's happened over and over again. We can even go back beyond that. Thomas Jefferson sent the U.S. Navy and a bunch of Marines, Semper Fi, to attack the pirates in northern Africa. And he did it without a congressional declaration of war. So we have a bunch of these Congress critters right now. We want to see all the evidence before you attack that boat. I withdraw that. I was going to say you cannot be that stupid. But then again, you also have to look at who is leading the country of Venezuela, Senator Kennedy.
Mr. Maduro, who has seized control of Venezuela, is a terrorist himself. He has blood stains under his fingernails. He's not there by popular support. In fact, he has a cartel full of narco-terrorists of his own. And he's scared. And I'm glad he's scared. He's scared that he's going to be attacked. He's supported right now by Cuba. I'm sure he is talking to America's enemies. China, for example, Russia. But he's just as much at fault as some of these people driving the boats with the drugs in them.
Yeah. Now, I will grant you this. Some on board those boats may not have wanted to be there. But if you sleep and eat with the narcos, you're going to do what they tell you to do. And they never know it's coming. They don't see a plane on the horizon. They don't see a helicopter approaching. Just suddenly, boom, it's over. So back to this piece in The Federalist, as written by Chris Bray. And I'm quoting him. Also, again, the claim that Trump is venturing into dangerous new territory by using military force without congressional authorization is too silly to entertain. There are new iterations of an old debate. It's not at all hard to see that Trump is not acting against our allegedly sacred political norms. His idea about the boundary of his military authority is historically ordinary, contestable, debatable, but unremarkable. As I said, you can go all the way back to Thomas Jefferson, when he decided to send troops, military troops, direct to an area. Marines and ships, Northern Africa, and he did it without a declaration of war. We're not putting boots on the ground anywhere. We're not putting American lives directly in threat. We are stopping these folks when they hit international waters. But Yeah, Maduro is going to have to be removed at some point. We're not interested in nation building again. We don't want to get into that. But if you continue to cut off their supply of money and everything else they have coming in, the people may take care of the issue. I want to take a note, in case you had not heard it by now. Former U.S. Vice President Dick Cheney passed away overnight, age 84. He was the 46th vice president from 2001 to 2009 under President George W. Bush. He also served as Secretary of Defense under Republican George Bush Sr. between 1989 and 93. He also was Gerald Ford's White House Chief of Staff in the 70s. And prior to that, he spent a decade in the House of Representatives. Love him, like him, or hate him, the man bled red, white, and blue, Dick Cheney. I personally liked him. Didn't agree with all of his decisions. But again, our condolences to him and his family. Coming up, the rush to get more illegals caught. And of course, the story behind the story.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
Tom Shaw Realtors has been helping sell, buy, lease property all over Missouri for almost 100 years. Call him 636-532-1922 or visit shawrealtors.com. You want the best place to watch baseball or any sport and be able to enjoy premium cigars and whiskeys? Lit Cigar Lounge. Lit has so many events each month, you need to constantly check the Lit Cigar Lounge Facebook. You don't want to miss anything. Plus, you can order food from Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta, delivered within minutes right to your table. By the way, we're in the season for great patio dining. Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta has your table waiting. Listen up, the offer St. Louis can't stop talking about being held over by popular demand. Right now, renewal by Anderson. Buy any window or door, get the next one 50% off. Plus, you might get zero interest, no payments for 18 months. This is Renewal by Anderson, the full-service window and door replacement division of Anderson. That's a name you've trusted more than 122 years. Our exclusive FiberX frames, 200% stronger than vinyl. And remember, Anderson products increase your home's value by at least 15%. So make sure you take advantage of the offer while it's still being held over. Schedule your complimentary consultation at rbastl.com. 877-WINDLES, 877-WINDLES, renewal by Anderson. This is award-winning quality, stronger windows, smarter investment. Back pain? Follow me to Esquire Sports Medicine, where they've got your back. Esquire is the oldest sports medicine clinic in St. Louis. Dr. Draghi and his team of chiropractors can get you back to work, back to life without the pain. New patients usually scheduled within 24 hours. 314-644-0885. 644-0885. EsquireSportsMedicine.com.
This is News Talk STL.
Must be the whiskey.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
Now, Larry Connors with the story behind the story.
Must be the whiskey. I think, Jerome, every time we play that, we should grab a glass and toast. Must be the whiskey. We have started on the 6 o'clock hour. It's a regular feature now. The story behind the story as we close out the first hour. Many of these are based upon the decades I spent covering various news stories. Some are built on stories I did not cover, but bear repeating and taking a look at and sharing. And some are based on just personal experiences of growing up. 100% true? Well, to my best of my knowledge, when I'm talking about a story I covered and how we did it, it is 100% true as I can recall. And some, when it comes to growing up and things that I was involved in, I might embellish a bit. But the story behind the story, to give you an understanding of, one, how reporters can sometimes operate, but also things you would not know simply by watching it play out on your screen or listening to it on the radio. I would not say unique experience, but I do have a lot of experience when it comes to covering various stories. Everything from natural, man-made disasters to simply little incidents that just took on a new twist the closer we looked at them. Like last week, we were talking about the man who killed Halloween. You miss that story? Well, I'm sorry you did. But you know what? It's available on our podcast at News Talk STL, LarryConnorsUSA.com, or LarryConnorsUSA Facebook. The date was Halloween. So you can go back and pull that date up, take a look at it, or listen. Today's story behind the story deals with how news agencies in local markets often would cover stories, but we don't see it happening as much. And in the process, something got uncovered that was not intended. The station I worked for in Houston, we had a night beat reporter. He would literally come on work about 10:30 at night and cover all the way through the evening into the next morning. Now, granted, most of the coverage is going to be car crashes, shootings, crime, things of that nature. And yes, come morning news, that was pretty much the diet we were feeding the audience. Overnight crime in the city and beyond. There was a time that many talked about the attitude, not just with us, but everywhere, if it bleeds, it leads, the news story and the newscast. This one didn't have anyone bleeding, but it did lead to some cutting down the road. There was a burglary alarm going off. Police quickly responded. Our nightbeat reporter halfway across the city is aware of it, so he rushes to the scene. He gets there, and all he has is a camera. Not even a sound camera. He's just recording video. Film, I should point out, at this point. And he's got pictures of the police cars, 5 to 8 or more, all around this fur and clothing store. And you see the plate glass busted in, and bars have been pried apart. They knew what they were after. Now, as often he would do, he would go around and take different shots, different angles, talk to some of the officers, just make notes to go with the story when he would turn it in to the editor the next morning, or the editor of the morning news. Sometimes he would do what he did this particular night. Police are all in the store looking for clues, checking on the outside, trying to get prints, things of this nature. And he's filming all of this. And he needs to sit down and put some notes down. It would not be the first time he's done this. A police car sitting there with the door open. And he just sat down in the driver's seat to continue writing his notes out. No big deal. The officers didn't mind him doing it. It was closer than his car at that point. So that's all he was doing. But then his foot hit something. And he looked down. And what he saw, jammed up under the seat, but now partially out from under the seat, it was something that scared the hell out of him. He jumped out of that police unit, got as far away as he could, continued writing notes. He could not wait to see me the next day. I was pretty much the guy to go to if we were covering crime and cop malfeasance and our corruption. I had a lot of friends on the force. They were all good people, but they knew they had a lot of bad apples in their midst. So he made a point to hang around till I came in later that day. Larry, I need to tell you something. That burglary at that Furrier last night? Yeah. I went to sit down in one of the police cars and make my notes, and I realized under the seat was a fur coat with the label still on it, the price tag, $1,200 to $1,500, he couldn't remember exactly. And it was stuffed up under the seat of the police car. It was not laid out for evidence that they'd found outside. It was basically, he thought, probably taken from the store by officers before he arrived. And he said, I'm thinking that there might be more than one officers that were there that night that were helping themselves to a nice gift for their wives or their girlfriends. What do I do? I said, well, we need to look into it, and we need to do the best we can to verify it. Did you get any picture? No, I did not. So it's just going to be your word that it was up under the seat. That's not going to fly very well. It won't hold up as a story to begin with, much less any slander lawsuit that might come. I said, but if you think that it's happening then, it's got to be happening other times. Start trying to gather evidence. He said, well, I can't let the cops out there know that I'm doing this because they'll shut me down. And that's true. He had to rely on them when they get to the scene. What's happening? What's going on? Well, he relied upon the officers to tell him what had happened before he got there. If they were going to look at him as persona non grata, they were not going to give him a damn thing. I said, well, here's what you need to do. Tell them that I found out about it, and I'm looking into it, and I'm raising questions, and even the management, the owner of the station, cannot stop me because my daddy owns the whole station. He didn't, but I thought, what the hell? Let's you go for the whole ball of wax. And you can call me all kinds of names in front of those officers. Do whatever you need to regain their trust so you can stay on the street, get what we need from you, and maybe also get more details out of this. So that's the way we proceeded. A few months went by, and we were able to catch a couple of cases we could document where police officers had responded to a burglary and helped themselves to some of the merchandise before other officers got there, or they took it and just left anyway, then returned back around. That reporter, though, that was on our night beat report, he didn't miss a single story. He continued to grab information, bring information in on just routine crime stories that they could have shut him off from ever learning. But he convinced them that I'm not the guy you need to fear. It's that Larry Connors guy. I don't know what he said about me. I can imagine, but whatever it was, they bought it hook, line, and sinker. And they were looking for a way to jam me up. And several things happened along that line. So as you can imagine, there is more to the story, behind the story.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
So I hear an out-of-towner asking someone, where's the best place to eat? Before they could respond, I said, Cafe Napoli. Where? Well, I said, Cafe Napoli in Clayton, Napoli 2 in Town and Country, Napoli 3 in St. Charles, right next door to Napoli C, and then you got Napoli Kirkwood, plus you got Napoli Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield. You'll find Napoli everywhere. It's not too early to book a party and buy gift cards. Cafe Napoli.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
Now, the end of the story behind the story.
So there was another burglary at a residence. The guy had a massive collection of rare coins. He had them in kind of a halfway built safe in his closet. Wasn't really secure, but he didn't think anybody really knew about it. He had to worry about it. Somebody did. Somebody broke in. Broke in and grabbed a bunch of coins, dropping several on the floor. He calls police. He takes a few shots of what's on the floor to begin with before they get there. And then they want him out of the area while they process the scene. Standard. No big deal. But then later, when he's looking at the photos they took, there are a couple of rare coins that he had in his picture that were not on the floor as presented on the police photograph. He reached out to me and said, I think some of these officers took some of those coins. I looked into it and it appeared that it was only one officer alone at a time inside this area. The crime evidence officer and the photographer doing the same job. He did both. And yes, there were two coins that appeared in the owner's photo that did not appear in the police photo. He had picked them up. We pointed that out and did the story. I went to talk to the officer superior. Said, here's what we've got. What are you doing about it? He said, we talked to him, and yeah, he did it. I said, okay, so now what are you going to do? He said, well, he's a good cop. He just made a bad decision. And we just told him, don't do that again. And I blew a gap. I said, that is it? He stole from the crime scene, put it in his pocket for his gain, and you're just going to say, don't do that again. Do you do that with burglars you catch at a scene? Do you say, we're going to let you go, just don't do it again. Go and sin no more. Do you do that? It did not end well in our discussion as it got more heated going back and forth. But it made great TV. And taking an officer that you knew was guilty of a crime, stealing from a scene, and just saying, return the goods, and we'll just forget about it. That attitude did not fly then, nor should it fly ever. And again, as I mentioned, I had a lot of good friends on the police force. But it got to the point where when I walk into the police department, they would turn and walk away from me. They didn't even want to acknowledge me. They thought, if it looks like I know Larry and I'm friendly with him, I don't know what kind of threats I might face. But that's a whole nother story. And there's some deep, deep blood in that story. That'll be a future story behind the story. In our next hour, Senator Ted Cruz. He thinks he knows when the government will shut down. In fact, he's absolutely specifying a couple of dates. Why would he be that specific? And more importantly, is he going to be correct? You'll hear from Senator Ted Cruz and his opinion when we continue. And I remind you of our pledge, one nation under God.
You can hear podcasts of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
John Beal Roofing reminds you we are in the stormy season, and that means if you have even the smallest leak in your roof, you could soon have a much bigger issue. Call the John Beal to make sure that your biggest investment is protected. That call can save you major dollars. If you do get hit during a storm, John Beal has a rapid response team. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 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 John Beal. You and I might have something in common. Back pain. I can tell you where I go for help. Esquire Sports Medicine, the spine of St. Louis. They can put athletes back on the field so they can clearly help us. Esquire Sports Medicine, hands-on chiropractic help on Big Bend, just north of Highway 40, 314-644-0885. EsquireSportsMedicine.com. EsquireSportsMedicine.com. Great patio season to enjoy any of the Cafe Napoli locations. How about the Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield? Enjoying coal-fired pizza, nothing else like it. Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield. A few doors down, Lit Cigar Lounge, where you can enjoy premium cigars and whiskeys. Check the Lit Cigar Lounge Facebook for details. Plus, gift cards for friends. I'll see you at Lit Cigar Lounge in Chesterfield. It's that time of season when families, businesses are moving. For local or long distance, I endorse McGuire Moving. Get a date set soon before the schedules are booked. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. McGuire is constantly giving back to our veterans, such as Support Dogs for Our Brave. So with McGuire, you're getting excellent service and helping our vets. McGuireMoving.com. So many times, Vincent's Jewelers has helped me surprise someone special. Vincent's locally owned can do the same for you, and you don't have to break the bank to get something really nice, maybe even customized. The smile you're going to get back from that special someone, priceless. Check vincentsjewelers.com every day because new items are arriving and there are special deals. Vincent's my only jeweler. Vincent's Jewelers. .com. VincentsJewelers.com. Larry Connors here. Is your home ready for the chilly months ahead? Renewal by Anderson has a buy one, get one 50% off window event. And if you qualify, 18 months, no payments, zero interest. Not sure if it's the right time? Renewal makes it easy. No obligation, window inspection. Just find out what new windows might cost when you're ready. No pressure, no hassle. And remember, no one but Renewal by Anderson can offer Fibrex, the proprietary window frame material, 200% stronger than vinyl. Means durability, efficiency, beauty that lasts every season. What are you waiting for? Call 877-WINDOWS or visit rbastl.com and get your consultation. Renewal by Anderson. Superior products. Exceptional service.
This is News Talk STL.